変わらないで。Tatya Tudachitanam Matra Spashi Chayamu Bhava Sindhu Prabodhashto Harichayanu Vanamam Narayani is relating a personal experience. It is personally experienced by me, Narada Muni says, that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. You might ask, how is Narada Muni so sure that upon glorifying Krishna one can overcome all anxieties and cross the ocean of avidya? How is he so sure? One verse before he says what his experience is, and I believe this is the central theme of the initiation. Please pay close attention. He says, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada explains, is not different from his transcendental name, his form, his pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. With an analytical mind, I cannot fail to notice that I cannot entertain your child properly. So I think then she becomes too restless. You might just go with her and give her some soothing milk preparations and so on. If she becomes overly restless.
We do have next door, Maharaj, but there's a screen.
Oh, we have a screen.
Especially if you put that for families.
Now the child is at the center of attention and enjoys it, but soon it will go to the Bhagavatam. Maybe you go to the screen. Everything is available on the screen. The Absolute Personality of Godhead. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is not different from his transcendental name, form, pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once Krishna becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. Imagine we would now all talk about Mr. Patel, and Patel is informed on the mobile phone. They talk about you. 100 people 100 plus people talk about you, Patelji. At that moment, Patelji would come and be very interested to hear. So Krishna is like this. It is a natural psychology. This originates from Krishna. In every individual case, that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality, like others, is not an exception to this psychology. Because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflections of the same psychology in the Absolute Lord. The only difference is that the Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all his affairs. If therefore the Lord is attracted by the pure devotees chanting of his glories, there's nothing astonishing. Since he is absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification, the two things being identical. Srila Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord. Narada Muni penetrates, listen to the choice, extraordinary choice of words by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by the transcendental chanting. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale, Shri Mahadeva Vedanta Swami Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gaurani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Vashyacharya Shatavine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gauravata Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The word initiation means to begin something. To begin what? To begin a process which helps us to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our heart will be only pacified and peaceful when we have the contact with the Lord. If we are not in contact with the Lord, that same heart is full of cares and anxieties about many, many things. So therefore, in our schools, our sampradaya, our ancient parampara, which Srila Prabhupada brought to the West, we teach a process whereby which the poor, wayward, conditioned soul can become free of anxieties and enter the presence of the Lord. It's something very significant, my dear devotees. Something very, very, the ultimate fulfilling really of the human cravings. That happens when the mind is becoming peaceful again, free from the disturbances which are there due to having come here into this world of birth and death, and ultimately when we meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the chanting. I would like to ask you a question. How many Krishnas are there? I think who are delivering unlimited forms of the Lord are there. But there's one form which is extremely merciful to the fallen souls. And this form is Krishna's name form. Haridas Thakur, in fact, says that this form is so significant that our first introduction to Krishna is with this form, the form of his holy name. Srila Rupa Goswami is so overwhelmed with appreciation that he has written a Krishna Namashtakam, 8 shlokas about Sri Krishna's holy name. And he glorifies Krishna like this. Vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama svarupa dvayam, etc. Oh, holy name. Oh, Krishna, you appear in two forms. Vachyam, the deity form of the Supreme Lord, and Vachakam, your transcendental name. Of these two, the form of the Lord, the name, we consider the form of the holy syllables to be infinitely more compassionate than the form of the deity. My dear devotees, today in this first initiation ceremony, wonderful two devotees, young devotees, will obtain from our sampradaya, from the school which Srila Prabhupada represents so wonderfully, the most rare gift. They will obtain Sri Krishna in the name form. You might say, but we are chanting before. What is up? This will take 45 extra minutes of our life. And what is the difference? The difference is that you will be with a ceremony officially connected with a line of exalted teachers which will give you extra strength and extra support. You will be connected with the current which flows from the Supreme Lord through this material and on down to the material world, and is represented by Srila Prabhupada. I think both Kripa Maya Prabhu and myself, we feel ourselves really servants to our spiritual master. And we like to say, he is doing everything, we are just assisting like this. So this holy name is so very, very important. And it is so simple. Prabhupada once said about Krishna consciousness, it is so simple that you might miss it. so simple, you might overlook it, although your eyes fall on it. And the essential point which you cannot overlook is that Krishna has appeared to all of us in the form of his holy name. And by cultivating a relationship over our life, in a lifetime, doesn't happen in 1 year. By cultivating this relationship to the holy name, with all, with a great effort in your life, you will actually meet Krishna. Just think about this. This is, when I talk about this, I think, ooh, this is so wonderful. This is so great. That whole training in Krishna consciousness is to become conscious of Krishna. It's in the name. So this is achieved by chanting the holy name. Now, Kripa Maya Prabhu, we want to we are brothers. We want to. He will explain to us in just a little while, what is to be avoided in this process? What is so that it can work? I would just like to focus all of our attention. What is to be positively done, and so that this process can work? There's a certain mood which a devotee who wishes to chant in such a way that Krishna is attracted and becomes present has to adopt. It is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is to chant with a feeling of dainya. Dainya is a feeling that makes an even qualified person think that they are in need. Dainya means you feel in need of help. You feel wretched, actually. You face the sorrow of reality. You don't want to escape in Maya's many distractions, but you understand, I left Krishna. I'm now in the ocean of birth and death. I made this mistake. It was me who broke the relationship. Krishna always has endeavored to keep it. And I want to now do something about this. I want to turn back to him. I want to chant his names. It is in this mood that a devotee can chant always the holy name. And the English word humility is English language, German language. It is less expressive when it comes to transcendental subject matters. It means really you face the sorrow of your own lowliness. That's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he defines this. You are not running away from the reality of which is there in your life. And from this, the greatest fortune can come to you. First become real. Then you can live a real spiritual life. Very important. You must face this existential problem in order to be motivated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one devotee who he explained how to chant. It is Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. He had a little cottage on the bank of the Ganga. It was made from unpurchasable materials, straw, and everything was freely available in the nature. And he would engage the whole morning in the worship of the Lord, and then at noontime go out and beg for rice. He had a little bag on his shoulder, and he would go to the houses of the Navadvipasis and ask for Madhukari, it's called. One day the Lord was sitting at a place, and Shuklambara came by. He was chanting Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Vanamali, names of Krishna. And the Lord saw him and snatched a little rice from his bag and ate it. Shuklambara saw the Lord. He had not seen the Lord. He was just passing by chanting Jai Krishna Govinda. Was it Jai Krishna Gopala Govinda Manamali? And the Lord just took this out of his bag and ate it. Shuklambara felt disturbed. You are so qualified. You are such a brahmana. You are so everything, pandit, and so. And I'm not so good. Now I shall go to hell. He said, the Vedas say that the Lord only eats when it is very, very nicely prepared with ghee and mantras and everything, but I am this broken rice and you ate it. It was not nice. Now I must go to hell. The Lord said, no, you should not. I only eat from the hands of my devotees. I am not interested in complex Vedic rituals. If there is no heart, no devotion in it, I'm always with you, Srila Prabhupada, in your heart, and I accompany you on your begging rounds. Hereby, I bestow upon you the rare gift of Prema Bhakti. And then the Lord gave him these instructions. See, how does this love of Krishna, which brings us to Krishna, how does it come to us? It comes to us, my dear devotees, through the chanting of the holy name. That's the Gaudiya process. That's how it is given. And the Lord gave him these instructions. He says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. For this verse, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Naste 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 Katiyatata. He gave this and he said, and how should you chant? Trinarati Sunishena Tarori Vasarishna Amanina Manadena Kirtanina Sarai. Trinarati Sunishena. More humble than the grass. You should feel that the grass at least serves. It gives nourishment to the cow. The cow will give milk, and the milk is used in Mother Kalanga's recipes the burfi of the Lord. That grass serves a valuable function. But what do I do? Humility. And from this humility, you can sit down and chant with a mind that is turned for help to Krishna. When you sit down and the mind is full with anxieties, with worries, with chintyas, or with material desires and so on, you will hear only the name of the Lord in the background. But if you sit down with that real feeling, my dear Lord, I need you. I will not make it on my own. I need you. And you call it this babe for Krishna. Krishna, who likes to be called, to be here, he has this psychology, a natural instinct. The Lord is also an individual personality like others. He is not an exception to this psychology, because so when he hears you are chanting his name and you mean it and you're humble, you're desperate, my dear devotees, the Lord will come and seat on the lotus of your heart. He's there, and you will feel it immediately. So today we give this sacred initiation into the holy name. The first initiation, Nam, Harinam Diksha, and our Kripa Maya. I will request now our Kripa Maya Prabhu, to whom I am tied with ropes of affection, to explain to us what we must avoid so that the holy name can actually manifest its glories. We'll talk about the 10 offenses, aparada, which means to give displeasure to Krishna. So you must avoid this if you want to get his mercy. So I request you, let us maybe give a microphone so that it's properly recorded. Actually, you can sit here. It will be bound within the ceremony, this explanation. Should we give that? Will you talk?
I'm speaking at me.
With microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So,
give us a ready mic.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
It goes next door, that's
fine. So, Thank you, Maharaj, for those affection-binding words. Hasita and Dino could take your seats. And there's one more devotee who will be second.
Sundar Jagannath is here.
Sundar Jagannath?
Is that?
Okay. So if you come, you come here, and you can sit with us. Greetings, everyone. Hare Krishna. I would like to very loud Bhaktivedanta Manu round of applause for His Holiness Sachinanda Swami. I think Maharaj has a special ability that when he speaks about Krishna, you can almost see Krishna, isn't it? You can think Krishna is real because he said so. It's a wonderful quality that he has. And I'm delighted that we have two wonderful candidates who have really prepared themselves for years. The first thing I always do is to apologize them if through our mentorship system we have pushed them too hard, we have broken their spirit with sticks and words. You see, you do not get to Vrindavan without going through Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva has a trishul. So on this day, we remember that he also runs a mentorship system. And he will check everything in you and in your heart before you can go to Krishna's pastimes. So we put our hands together, we say to him on his birthday, Om Namo Shivaya.
Om Namo Shivaya.
And you don't hear that very often at Bhaktivedanta. So we will do these ceremonies. They are given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and we keep them to the minimum because, as we've just been hearing, there is our focus is on the holy name. So it's appropriate on a holy name diksha, Harinam diksha, that we keep everything minimum. It's not a wedding. The wedding goes on for many, many days. This diksha will go for a short while. But there are certain things that we do. So first of all, we ask the archmans to be clean. They take archman. I've got the things here for you. And then we would like the assembled devotees, to chant some prayers to our glorious Guru Parampara, beginning with Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Gaura Kishore, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the way up to Krishna, so that we can be showered with affection. If our Danya, and thank you very much for explaining it, Maharaj, humility in German is?
Demut.
Demut. Our Demut, we are asking Krishna only for mercy. So to ask Krishna for mercy, we also go through the Parampara. That's the function of the Parampara, to ask Krishna through all his devotees. If his devotees are pleased with us, then we get something. But then we also want the mentors to say a few words and to shower their blessings. And to those of you who are friends of these young devotees, if you can shower them with flower petals on their way as they begin the road back to Krishna. That road is covered with flower petals, actually, and each flower petal is the affectionate glance and word of kindness of the devotees that make up our path through this life. Then we will have Brahma Samhita, and I would like you to chant Brahma Samhita. We have some sheets here, if you would pass out the sheets. Brahma Samhita is a prayer given by Lord Brahma, who created all these wonderful ceremonies that we do. We do these in his name. And then we will have the placing of the neck beads and garlands and very
okay.
Wonderful. Hare Krishna. So as in all things, your attention is required, and also your participation by chanting, because each chant, each mantra that you do is cascading upon this, these young people. Hare Krishna.
Are you?
Yes.
And then they will come and they'll bow.
I can see it.
Hare
Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we will chant the mantra that goes along with the Achman. All together very loudly, if you would.
Om
Mama Vitra
Mama Vitra
Vitrova
Vitrova
Svavastam
Svavastam
Gatoviva
Gatoviva
Jnanasmare
Smare
Undrikaksham
Undrikaksham
Sva
Svarya
Yantara
Yantara
Suchi
Suchi
Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Place our hands together, meditating on our gurus. We say, Om Ajnana,
Om Ajnana,
Om Ajnana,
Jnanandasya, Jnananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshurum Nirbhangena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Savitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svavadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vrindavan Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagnaranam Tam Sajivam Sahajatam Sahajutam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vrindavandhu Jagadvade Govesha Govika Kandra Radharanda Namostute Navatakanchana Govrangi Rade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavandhu Suvedevi Pranamami Haripriye.
Jaya Shri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
In the in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Lord Krishna, has another conversation. His conversation with Arjuna, we can read it in 700 verses. His conversation with Uddhava is in 1200 verses. And in those 1200 verses, Krishna picks up where he left off. He gives Arjuna a very simple thing: abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender to me. And with Uddhava, gives some slightly more details. So those two together, the Bhagavad Gita and the Uddhava Gita, they form the complete textbook of devotional service. And Krishna, upon being asked by Uddhava how to find a guru, he says, you find a guru in three stages. He says, first of all, he said, one's own mind can be your guru. Follow your mind. Because the pain and the problems of the material world will cause you to seek out a solution to your suffering. You will begin to see that you need something that you do not have within yourself. It's at this point Krishna begins to sound very new age. Because he says, the next stage of finding a guru is that the universe will speak to you. How about that? That every conversation, every person you meet will say something that will lead you on your path. Just like if a man is very thirsty for water, everyone he meets he will say, can I get a drink? I need water. Where can I find water? And so he might find 24 people who can point, and they will point, and the next one will point, the next one will point, until finally he manages to drink. So Krishna himself tells a story of the young man who had 24 gurus, and each of them embodied a certain lesson, certain quality that he needed to have in his character. And he accumulated all these lessons from these 24 gurus. And finally, then Krishna says, finally, he says, you find someone who has these qualities. And then Krishna gives a whole list of qualities. And when you find the person who has all these qualities, you should understand that he is the embodiment of all the lessons that you've been trying to acquire. This is the important thing. Is that the most important quality, Krishna says, is that he has surrendered to me. Is that he serves me, that he loves me. Is that I have all the qualities, all the characteristics that this person has. So, it is always a great delight. Yes, of course, we know the formula. Everybody gathers. There's a talk, some beads, some names, drums bang, there's a fire, there's a feast. We know the formula. But what's happening here is unique. It's absolutely unique. For these people here, these young people gathered here today, this is the moment when they take initiation. If you have, you'll remember the day that you did. If you haven't, you'll look forward to a time when you do. But this is their day, this is their time, and this is the moment. There is an ocean, it is said, and at the bottom of the ocean there is a turtle. And the turtle is swimming in the ocean, and he comes up once every so often. Every 1,000 years he comes up to the surface of the ocean. And it's a very big ocean. And in all of the ocean is one plank of wood. And it's got a little hole in it, just big enough for a turtle's head. And one time in that 1,000-year cycle, he comes up to the surface of the ocean, and his head goes through the plank of wood, and he's carried along the surface. No more does he have to go round and around and around. It's at that moment that is initiation. It's at that moment that the turtle, which is us, the jiva, is carried along. Carried along. From today, the life of Hasita and Dino will never be the same. Never be the same. They're being given something very special today. They're given a wonderful chance. And His Holiness Satchinandan Swami is the chosen plank. Chosen. Excuse me, Myra.
No problem.
As British, sometimes we're a little clumsy with our metaphors. He's the one that takes them along. And so in recognition of that, I'd like to ask them to kindly deposit. And then we need one gentleman, which will be Balaram Nityananda, because you have garlands for Maharaj, I think. Okay. So because Maharaj is a sannyasi, we will ask the gentleman to do it. But if Balaram Nityananda, if you could kindly stand beside Maharaj. And ladies, if you would kindly stand. And if you could make an Anjali with your hand. Like this. And there's some beautiful words by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose writings I know Satchinanda Swami really likes. And it goes like this. And we can all say them very loudly, please. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I forsook you.
I forsook you.
And I came to this world of pain and sorrow. While still in my mother's womb, I briefly saw you before me.
At that moment,
I swore to worship you after taking birth. But birth came. And with it, the network of worldly illusion. Which robbed me of all good sense.
As a child,
I passed my time smiling and laughing. Where are the parents? Father has come, Sita. Can you look at your father? Do we have other relatives, brothers, sisters? Yeah. Where are they?
Scattered.
Could you kindly stand? Parents, and that's it, wonderful. Thank you. These are the wonderful people who brought these children into the world. Give them your rousing round of applause. Yes. Thank you. You did very nicely. And thank you for being here today for them. My parents' affection
helped me
to forget the pangs of birth. And I thought the world was very nice.
I learned much.
And I worked much. I traveled.
And enjoyed the rewards of work.
And the pleasures of friends and family. But now my desire is for your lotus feet. And I seek no other treasure. In this world than this. Were you to judge me now,
you would find no good qualities.
I'm devoid of even a particle of devotion.
I'm lacking any enlightenment.
Since you're my only true friend,
please lift me up.
At your feet,
soft as new-grown leaves,
which shelter all souls,
I offer this humble prayer.
Beautiful prayer from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in recognition of Krishna's grace descending upon you today in the form of a group blessing, I ask you to please proceed and shower Maharaj's feet with flower petals. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnanam Jana 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 Jashuram Nidam Jena Sasmai Shri Yudhe Nama. Om Yam Brahma Varanda Varo Varandi Pare Pararanam Purusham Dharanye Vishwa Gere Karanam Ishwaram Va Tasmai Namo Vignana Shaya. Stand. Okay. On behalf of the female, come on, you can do it tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hari Hari Bo. Nama Om Vishnu Bhavaya Krishna Prasaya Bhuvane Shri Hare Bhaktivedanta Swami Jnane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Vracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasaya Shunyavadi Aamsho Bhagavato Smyam Sadada Sosmi Sarvato Tatkriva Vekshako Nityatta Preshvasat Karo Nisam Om Yam Brahma Varanda Vro Varandi Pare Pradhanam Purusham Dhanamye Vishwa Kite Karanam Ishwaram Vata Smai Namo Vitnara Ashaya Om Dat Vishnu Paramam Dadam Sada Vasham Visurayo Vipita Chakshuradatam Kardipra Sofipanyavo Chakravansa Samindare Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam Om Madhava Madhava Vachi Madhava Madhava Yadi Smaranti Sarvak Sarve Sarvakari Shunadavam Om Krishna Vaya Sajidananda Gana Krishna Vipurusha Krishna Purushottama Krishna Ukkama Nimulam Krishna Saha Sarvaikaya Krishna Kasham Vredi Shamakata Pukuta Krishna Radhi Krishna Jandanda Praye Jamandalam Jalapade Okay,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
And mentors, please. Mentors. Oh, illustrious mentor. Could you come a little closer?
Ready, Mike? Maybe this one?
Yeah, this, you can come this way.
Yeah. I'll take this opportunity to thank the mentorship system who assesses all the candidates in the Pandavasena. And ultimately here, the manor integrates it all and gives a recommendation. And also thank the initiation committee who pulls it all together to look after that individual. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hasita is such a wonderful devotee. She's one of the most sincere devotees that I know. What stands out in Hasita's character is her amazing service attitude, and this was noted by Mother Kalamana, so it's very fitting that you mentioned her today in class, Mara. She has a thirst to just serve devotees. Her service attitude is absolutely amazing, and she really, although I'm officially her mentor, it's more the other way around. She's wise beyond her years, so I often seek advice from her, actually. She genuinely cares, and I think anyone that knows her has felt that love and care from her, and she sets just a wonderful, wonderful example for all of us. Yep. I did want to mention something about Dino as well. that she has an amazing thirst to know about Krishna. And within such a short time, she has actually just made so much progress. That's because she rigidly applies herself to the process of devotional service. And it's a wonderful example for all of us.
Blessings.
It was actually a real privilege to go to meet Dinor at what seems like early in her journey in Krishna consciousness. And it's funny that Suchi only mentioned how quickly she's progressed. I've understood from my mentors that sometimes when you see someone come into Krishna consciousness, and it's like they've come off from a launch pad and they just fly through. And they go so fast, and I've learned that that's because they're just picking up where they left off in a previous life. And then they get to a point where you have to work a bit harder for devotional life because you're making your progress. progress in the next stages. And I feel like that's so true actually with both the girls. I've been lucky enough to know both of them for a long time now. But yeah, it's been wonderful to see this. It's been really inspiring. And I think that Dinor's a real example for this and the next generation of ladies, and all devotees actually, because she's really hit upon something that a lot of us have missed in our early years, and that's dedicated study of Srila Prabhupada's words, study of his books, and awareness of what it is that he's asking of us, and a loyalty to that. And I think you're a real gem to have in ISKCON, and I'm so privileged to know you in whatever format our relationship takes in the future. So thank you very much for your inspiration and example.
Thank you.
I also remember when I met Hasita, and it feels like lifetimes ago, and she was as tall then as she is now. But she, actually, again, exactly as Suchiwani said, she is such a wise soul. And for us, this initiation is long overdue. And I think it's such a sign of her humility and her patience. And she is not glory seeking in any way. And she also, like Dinor, is just dedicated to this process of inner strength and inner development, and living a rich inner life. And she's really just so advanced for her age, and foregoes this need for name and fame, and really does stay true to what service is required of her, stays true to what's best of her. And Hasita, I'm just so inspired by your example as well, and thank you so much for being such a rich part of us in this community. And it won't be the same without either of you. So thank you so much.
Don't go away, we've got something more for you. Wonderful. Today is also a wonderful day. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has given second initiation to young Sundar Jagannathia, who's sitting here. So can I ask him to place some flower petals at Radhanath Swami's feet? Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Janasya Shakshura Munitam Jnana Asma Shri Rave. I see that he is every inch a Brahmin, and he's always pleasing. He shines. He illuminates where he goes. He loves the Shastra, and he loves to serve Krishna. So I give him my Blessings to you. We have a tradition in this country is that the Queen commands that you entertain. The King or the Queen commands that you entertain. It's called the royal variety performance. So, by the command of Satchinandan Swami, I will speak something on the ten offences. The ten offences, as Maharaj rightly points out, are phrased in a particular way. There are actually ten things that you should do, but they are phrased in another way. Because the tendency is to not behave very well. That's our inner tendency to return to the ocean of birth and death. That we pull away from that plank. That's our only saving grace. We pull away. And so therefore the acharyas have asked that we rephrase the ten things that you should do as things that you should not do. Do you understand? So they come as aparam. So Maharaj knows that I like wagging my finger at devotees and telling them the rules. So. It's a good double act. These ten offences, they actually come from the Padma Purana. And in the Padma Purana, we find much about the holy name and how to practice the holy name. The ten offences are the things that we should be very careful of in our life, and they're really in the Pancharatra system, which was spoken by the Lord to his great devotees like Lord Narayan, by the Lord to Narada. We have something called the Narada Pancharatra, which is a handbook for devotees, and then the Lord speaks to Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya. And we have a book known as the Ahilpurnya Samhita, in which Lord Shiva talks all about devotional service to Lord Vishnu. And then he speaks to Lakshmi, and we have the Lakshmi Tantra. So we have all these handbooks. And in these handbooks, it is said what the guru is supposed to teach the disciple. So the guru is supposed to teach the supreme truth, the Tapatraya, the Jiva, Ishvara and Prakriti relationships, but he's also supposed to teach the sadhana, the means to rise above illusion, and he's also supposed to teach the obstacles on the path. So these are the obstacles. So the first obstacle spoken of in the Brahmakanda of the Padma Purana is to blaspheme devotees, and particularly those devotees of Vishnu who have given their life to spreading Krishna consciousness. My godbrother, Maharaj's godbrother, Vishal, who lived in Vrindavan for a very long time, he was once prompted by another godbrother to go and ask Prabhupada if you could sum up the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness as briefly as possible. Prabhupada, at one point, he said that it is possible to speak for 7 days about Krishna, without stopping, without sleeping, without drinking. He said it's also possible to speak the entire philosophy in just a few seconds. So in just 6 words, Prabhupada spoke the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And as Raghunath Swami Maharaj would say, would you like to know what that is? To which the answer is always,
yes!
So Prabhupada simply said, chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. That's it. Chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna.
Wonderful.
And I don't think there's any exaggeration or any flattery intended when I say that His Holiness Satchinandan Swami is chanting Hare Krishna, that we've gathered. But he's also spreading Hare Krishna. I think all around the world, everybody is known for a particular attribute, isn't it? Particular attribute. So when you think of Satchinandan Swami, you think of what? You think of the holy name of Krishna. What a nice thing. So if anybody offends him who is taking the holy name of Krishna to all places, Krishna may not like that. In fact, on the authority of the Padma Purana, I can say that Krishna won't like that very much at all. In fact, I can say, if we go to the example of another person that was offended by someone else, who seemed to be good at creating offences, and who was a partial anga of Lord Shiva himself, so we must interpret this as Leela, was Durvasa Muni. And he came to Maharaj Ambarish and he offended him. There's a hierarchy of offences: physical, mental, voice. And so offence begins at not being happy to see the Vaishnava, all the way through to physical injury. Don't try that. This is not good. Never be in a dispute with a Vaishnava that escalates. If you feel it escalating, walk away. This is the general advice. Okay. In our busyness of spreading Hare Krishna, sometimes we organize and we manage. And organizing and management sometimes becomes the mode of passion. So when that's there, it is very easy to break this first offense here. So just as Durvasa Muni had to learn that the Sudarshan Chakra that was just raised this week on top of the temple of the Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur, that Sudarshan Chakra can be benign, can protect you, or it can chase you all over the universe, so there's no place for you to hide. Which one would you like? Two hands, you can choose. So this is number one, this is the offense. I'll go quickly through the next ones. Number two is to consider the devatas to be on the same level as Vishnu. We don't ignore them, we don't disrespect them, because they're also Vaishnavas. So you have to be careful that you don't, in the name of being a pure devotee of Krishna, you disrespect
everybody else. That's quite possible
to do, isn't it? And I only have eyes for Krishna, therefore I will disrespect everyone else. So we don't disrespect them, but at the same time don't think that they're equal to or independent of Krishna, and that their names are therefore as powerful as Krishna. They are dependent. Krishna is the supreme independent. That is the relationship. He's Ishavasya. Who's been to India? Who's been to India? If you don't, you don't have to hide your face in embarrassment. It's not a rite of passage to go to India. But if you go to India, who's the man on the money? Mahatma Gandhi. He's on every note. So he said something, he said many things, but he said one thing which I'll quote here. He said, there is one verse from the Shastra. He said, which if India was again conquered by a foreign power, because he just got rid of the British. He said, if India was once again conquered by a foreign power, and all the temples were destroyed, and all the Vedas were burned, he said, if this one verse could be understood, then again, this verse would recreate the entirety of Vedic culture just by itself. He said, if you found this verse on one scrap of paper, the entire Vedic culture could be recreated. And it's the first verse of the Isha Upanishad. Ishavasyaminam sarvam yakincham jagat cham jagat tena chaktena bunjita ma grita kasya svetanam. This one word, Ishavasya, that upon everyone else is dependent. This is the whole point. Ishavasya. We are all completely and supremely dependent on that supremely independent person. A little warning here, please. A little extra warning. That sometimes we may not worship Shiva or Brahma, but we may worship technology. We may worship science. We may worship money. We may have constructed an altar upon which we have placed other things that have great value for us. You see. But we must understand that the supreme valuable object is God himself. And never supplant God with any other object which is also powerful, also attractive, also enjoyable for us. This is the point here. The English word worship is derived from the English-German word worthship. Worthship, what you give your worth to. What is it that you value? The second offense here is telling us we should only value the name of Krishna as the ultimate valuable thing. Third is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. The only commentary I have is, don't do it. The spiritual masters are very, very charitable. Sometimes they're so charitable that they won't tell their disciples anything. I humbly beg Satchinanda Swami to please tell your disciples things which they will hold in their minds and act as a guiding principle in their life. And for this, Prabhupada said, the guru has to be like this. If you'll excuse me, using my dhoti as an example, he said in Vrindavan, the potwala, he's making a metal pot. On the outside with a hammer, he's tuk 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 tuk. On the inside, he's got his fist. Too much hammer, no pot. Too much fist, no pot. The combination of a supporting hand on the inside, which is the gentleness, kindness, affection of the guru, and on the outside, the tuk 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 tuk, little by little instructions. This is what will. But as Shruti Dharma was telling us, there may come a point in our life when the humility sort of dies a little bit because we're struggling. And it's at that point that Guru Avyagya can come in, not on the day of initiation, not 2 years later, but the dreaded 6 years and 7 years later. Be very careful. Okay. Four is to blaspheme Vedic literature. Vedic literature is Vedic. Okay? It's the Vedas. We must hold that always in high esteem. Arthavada is number five, to give some interpretation on the name of Krishna. Interpretation is already there. When the spiritual master, when a great devotee writes on the scriptures, that is known as a bhashya. When someone writes a commentary on a bhashya, it is known as a tika. When someone writes a commentary on a tika, it is called a tipani. And that's when you give the class. You see, you're commenting on a commentary of a commentary. So there's enough for you for a lifetime to learn. Number six is to consider the glories of the Holy Name, everything that you've heard today, to be seen some kind of sectarian thing. Well, Maharaj said this and he said that, but really it's a sectarian thing. Any name of God is good. Any name, any form, any language, any book, it's all the same. This is called, well, it is not called in the Padma Purana, but it's called in modern day understanding postmodernism. Postmodernism means homogenization. It means homogenization of society, homogenization of religion and politics. Homogenized is where you take the cream and you say, actually, we don't want cream because that's not fair. It's not fair that something is cream and something is milk. Let's mix them together. You see, but we're interested in cream, are we not? We're interested in what rises to the top. What rises to the top intellectually. What rises to the top culturally. What rises to the top spiritually. We're not interested in the modern ideas of homogenization. I just thought I would say that to you, because it affects us all in different ways. So Harinamni Kalpana means to create a fiction. Kalpana means the book that you get at the airport. The books that you get at the airport by, what's his name, John Dexter, Ian Grisham, all fiction, kalpana. And that's different from vidya. Vidya means knowledge. Kalpana means fiction. It means something which is entertaining, informative, but it's not true. So we mustn't have that attitude. Number seven, don't sin and chant the holy name in order to become cleaned from sins. Sin is again an English word, it's an archery term. When you shoot your arrow at the big target and you miss the target, in the 15th century someone would say, ah, I have sinned. It means that you've missed the target. So Krishna, through the process of initiation and the sadhana, gives us a target to meet. In business you have a quota. In Krishna consciousness you have a quota. We have targets to reach. So sinning means that I haven't reached the target, either in the life I lead or in the commitments that I've made. What has taken me away from the target? This was no evil thought. To think that the Hare Krishna mantra is on the level of any auspicious ritualistic activity. If you're wondering, just before you look, there's no diversity between receiving the holy name in the Diksha ceremony and what we're doing here with the ghee and the grains and the coconut and these things. This is not an auspicious Vedic ritual activity. This is part of Vaishnava Pancharatra, just so you know. If I came here and I was simply asking for blessings from this person or that person, this god or that god, then it would be an auspicious Vedic ritual. Just because there's a coconut, don't think, aha, it's an auspicious Vedic ritual, therefore I will avoid it and simply run for my bead bag. No. This is all an anger of Vaishnavism, the religion that we follow, but it is subjugated by the central practice of the chanting of the name of Krishna. Do you understand? Okay, so you just have to understand it. Then, number nine, the best illustration for number nine is what took place up in Srila Prabhupada's room between Prabhupada, Shamsunda, and a popular musician of the day called Donovan. Prabhupada turned to... Remember Donovan?
Yes.
So Prabhupada turned to Shamsunda and he said, you tell him about the chanting of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada could sometimes do that so that his disciples, he could see what they were telling people. So Shamsunda was telling them this, and he told them this, and eventually he was telling them about the rasa dance, and dancing with Krishna, and the gopis, and their unbounded, confidential, loving pastimes. And Prabhupada was looking and listening. And then there was some pleasantries exchanged, and his important guest left the room, and Prabhupada turned to Shamsunda, and he said, oh, you have committed the ninth offense against the holy name of Krishna. And of course Shamsunda was devastated. I'm preaching in the presence of my spiritual master, but I've done something so wrong that it's one of the 10 things that I shouldn't have done. I just did. He said, you have explained to a person who had no faith everything. You see? So there's preaching, and then there's relevant preaching. Right? Yukta, appropriate to the person. And so appropriate to the person means we tell them about the holy name, we don't deceive them, we tell them it's powerful. But it doesn't mean that you have to download everything. The only thing you should download is Radhadesh Mellows. That's the only thing you should download. So the tenth offense, what's the tenth offense? I always forget this one. Shruti pinama mahatmeya kriti rahito nara ahamma mahi paramo nami sopya parada krit. If you've heard everything, but you still continue as normal, thinking that, well, I have to be normal, I have to fit in. No. Unfortunately, an initiated devotee doesn't have to fit in with the expectations of others. It's quite a radical step that you're making. Don't think that's just a nice sort of thing that we're doing today, but it's quite a radical step, which means that from today, your life changes. And fortunately, you can be able to communicate with others around you that actually, you know, I've taken this step now, and I'm leading this kind of life. Unless we do this, then devotees just become swamped by the predominant culture. And this is what happens. We see a lot of devotees initiated. 3 years later, we don't see them. They become swamped. Swamped by inattentiveness, or doing these things, or become swamped by modern culture. So we have to resist temptation. As the old Chinese saying goes, it says, you can see that the birds are flying in the air, that's fine, but don't let the birds nest in your hair. Okay? The difference is that you've accommodated. So temptation will be there on the life of a devotee. It doesn't mean that the birds of temptation nest in your hair and lay eggs. This is not very helpful. Okay? So thank you very much. It's also inappropriate to be inattentive. There are also four regulated principles which will speed us on our journey. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. These are the favorite pastimes in Kali Yuga. But there is a wave. There is a radical wave. We are part of that radical wave. Someone said to us recently, some professor from the London School of Economics, she said, well, I'm thinking of becoming vegetarian now. And the devotee said, it's very good. It's very popular now, isn't it, vegetarianism? Becoming vegan. She said, yes, it is. She said, but you should understand that you've done that. She said, I don't know any other group that's been out on the street selling books about vegetarianism for the past 30 years. It's your voice that's been heard by people. They may not recognize it, they may not attribute it to you, but it is that is the case. So she said that there's a powerful wave of people. When I was a child, I used to have a dot-to-dot puzzle book. I used to love joining up the dots and seeing the picture come out. You see a page full of dots, and then you join up the dots, and then the picture jumps out. I used to think that was magic. So in my preaching in Krishna consciousness, and I'm sure Maharaj at the same time, we see a dot over here, a dot over there, a dot over here, and a dot over there. And the business of this Krishna consciousness movement is to find those dots and join them together. And then the whole picture of the transformation of our landscape, our spiritual landscape, changes. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you are not that body.
Just now coming.
Maharaj, we will begin Brahma Samhita.
Yes.
So if you have Brahma Samhita in front of you, thank you very much. We will do some pujas over here, and then I will ask you to someone has sheets in front of them? And we'll begin. Those who've got bells, can you ring a bell and read the sheet at the same time? Perhaps. Ishvara Brahma Krishna Satyananda Krishna Hari Hari Govinda Sandhana Parayam Nirmama Nita Chavadma Sudhava Vesha Vasha Vijayana Sudhariya Vimalayanam Rakshmi Sahasra Sahasam Brahma Sejamanam Govinda Hari Purusha Namadhyami Venam Mahanta Maravinda Jalaya Sarsham Bharavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Sandarva Kodi Amaniya Vishesha Shokam Govinda Hari Purusha Namadhyami Adola Chandra Kana Sarvana Maya Vamsi Rajanda Dhamra Hayakeli Kadari Rasham Shaman Vivanga Ravitandi Yatabra Rasham Govinda Mari Purusha Namadhyami Anjani Yasya Sakalendri Kariti Mandi Parashanti Bandi Kalayanti Shiranda Gandhi Ananda Chinmaya Sarvashvara Vidrahasya Govinda Mari Purusha Namadhyami Adaita Manjita Manadhi Ananda Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha Sreshya Durva Kamadurva Vamahabhato Govinda Mari Purusham Namadhyami Vantrasu Koti Shatapasara Sambhavandhyo Vayodhati Manaso Muni Kundavanam Sokran Virasatasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasas
Thank you. Namah Shivaya. Desired
release. His name was Gajendra. Now, fully desiring release. From material life. I offer my respectful obeisances. Unto that Supreme Person. Who is the creator of the universe. Who is himself the form of the universe. And who is nonetheless transcendental. For this cosmic manifestation. He is the supreme knower of everything in this world. The super soul of the universe. He is the unborn. Supremely situated Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Now, just the candidates themselves, please, nice and loud, so that we can hear you. I am not steadfast.
I am not steadfast.
In righteousness.
In righteousness.
I do not know the soul.
I do not know the soul.
I have no devotion to your lotus feet.
I have no devotion to your lotus
feet. I have nothing.
I have none.
And have no other refuge.
I have no other refuge.
Look at Krishna.
My protector.
I now take refuge.
At your feet.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To follow the word of the Lord, namely no eating of meat, fish or eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication.
How many rounds do you chant a day?
I promise to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily as a minimum.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hare Krishna, your good name is Hari Vallabhi Devi Das. Name of Srimati Radharani, she was very dear to Lord Hari. Hare Krishna, may there be a lot of blessings by the Vaishnava community upon you. We have even many of you, few of my god brothers, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, sitting in the exalted ranks there. Please, Rupa and Sanatana received the initiation Mahaprabhu requested really all of the Vaishnavas to bless the souls. So I request you all well, let me do it at the end for both of them. I will request now Tina to come. I almost said the name. It's not the best name I have.
I vow to follow the four related principles, namely no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
Congratulations that you remembered. I know you know, but you're excited also. So.
I vow to chant minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily, and I also vow to dedicate my life and my soul in trying to become a sincere servant in the Holy Name and study Srimad Bhagavatam regularly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you have also the best name. It's so good that I somehow need to see it. When there, this is a good moment to feel ecstasy.
Yeah, I know.
Devi Kumari Devi Dasi. Devi Kumari is the divine, eternal young lady of Braj, Srimati Radharani. It's the name of Srimati Radharani. I do know that you have made a very resolute, determined decision in your life, and it's like one. What was this? The Vasuchi Rani, but another name?
Swana Radhika.
Swana Radhika. Yes. She said something very moving. She said she has the feeling that some devotees pick up or continue where they were in the previous life. I think that's how you explained how some devotees seem to have a very good start and also have to fight against a gravitational field in this life, something which pulls them to material life. And somehow I think we who know you always admired that you have invested a lot of determination in your way, because your rocket leads you, or your path leads you away from a gravitational field, a certain upbringing or culture and so on. And many of us, I believe, Kripa Maya, Prabhu, myself, we are so close because we learned young and we became young and we really needed to struggle about and not against the pull in the other direction. Our families were not so, you know, I was 16 years old, and you also were young, and everything, we left many things behind. There was a pull of the gravitational field, it required a lot of blessings. So we see this in you, and we wish you that you won't run out of strength, so therefore you require shelter of the Holy Name and shelter of the Bhagavata to keep strong and to do the journey out of the gravitational field. I mean, we all need it to do this, a general statement, but yes. So, my dear devotees, please now Prabhupada blessed these two wonderful Vaishnavis. Go deeper to your heart and find some well wishes. Maybe something which you wished you had in your journey. Maybe more determination, maybe more taste in Krishna consciousness, whatever. Please find that. And then while we raise our arms and chant Go Premanandi Hari, Go Premanandi Hari Bol, I request you to direct these wishes, these good wishes to these devotees. In this way they will be blessed. So for just a moment. Think of what you can wish well to these devotees. Now we lovingly chant Go Premananda Hari Bol. I request you to raise your hands. The devotees should fold their hands. These two initiators, because they are the receivers of blessings now. Go Premananda Hari Bol. Go Premananda Hari Bol. Do you feel some good? Maybe you're too excited. Hare Krishna. Good. So now,
yes.
Maharaj, would you like to come closer?
Yes.
Are you okay sitting cross-legged?
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll take the opportunity to thank Sri Pramoya Prabhu for conducting the ceremony and Maharaj for presiding over and being with us and giving his association with all of us. You very much reminded all of us that have taken vows to rethink them and become a bit more enthusiastic. And after we are already serving breakfast, if you do need to leave, but we'll be serving you all the way till 10:30, so.
Thank you for accommodating this. I know it is a little extraordinarily late, but sacred things can't be rushed, you know. What do you do?